So, this is about, and say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
Really pray. It's so interesting that you're sitting there with Joy, who's opening up to light language. Really pray to know the truth of self. To really honor and know the truth of self. And it's sort of like, yeah, in my story, this happened, and I'm still releasing this and that and other. But on the other hand, I know myself to be one with the light, and I know myself to be a master, or whatever words fit true to you. But really allow that to sink in. And say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
You're due a shift. You're due an orchestration of loveliness. I literally have this, like, symphony of fifth dimensional vibrational music, just like, there you go, love begins. It's sitting there waiting for your acceptance.
Remember, we were talking last night, I told you about my aunt who passed.
Yes.
She came to me in a meditation today, and she always had this like Egyptian stuff, and I told you about the goddess oil lamp thing.
Yes.
Well, I got the message today, and it was like she was like reflecting all these things that I'm the goddess, and then they came in and I saw them doing all kinds of stuff. And so you were talking about that earlier, and in that moment I could really feel how I'm not this story and not this personality. Like, I really could feel it. And that's the doubt coming in of like, can I hold this? Can I remember this? Can I anchor this? So
yes.
And then your story is very helpful about, even we were talking about when I was raking and how I picked that up, that energy up, and all of that, about feeding that versus, you know, and the same with the story. Do I feed the story, or do I just say I'm done with the story? Don't feel it coming closer, and I really appreciate all of your support.
Oh, my gosh. I am so happy to hear all that. It's so true. I knew you were going to get your own answers. Beautiful. And to answer your question, when you said, can I anchor that, you're going to keep anchoring it on different levels. So it's like you anchor it, you may lose it for a second, and then you anchor it, and you anchor it even fuller, even deeper. And it's like ebb and flow, deeper, deeper each time.
Mwah.
Awesome. It is awesome. Excellent. Hi, Jenny. Hi, sweetheart. Oh, it's so nice to say hi to you. Oh, so much love, honey.
Oh, so much love to you, Nicole. I'm just filled with so much gratitude to be speaking with you right now.
I am so glad you're here. Join us if you can, nightly. You have the schedule. So join us for any and all attunements, and stay involved, stay in the light. While you're here, let me get a message to you. And say your first name.
Jenny.
Receive your light. I literally have like a tiger with wings. So you don't really see tigers with wings very often. But the point is, you're supernatural. So there's no accident that your message is coming after Jennifer's. So it has to do, well, because you have the same name, but besides that, it has to do that you're supernatural. In other words, part of the reason why you slip and slide dealing with 3D is that you're actually residing beyond 3D, and you're learning how to acclimate. In other words, you're learning how to download. You're learning how to like really bring those roots into the limitations of the mind body and to press forward. And so part of the struggle, and say your name again, please. Is finding your place in the world, of really finding, being comfortable with self. That's a very important tool right now for you to work with, is how to be comfortable with self. In other words, I'm in a mind body, I'm on earth, but I respond to a different beat. I believe in angels, I join channeling groups, whatever it is for you. The important part, and say your name again, please,
Jenny,
is to be proud of who you are, to not apologize for you. Oh, I totally got it. So you know how the other Jenny is releasing doubt, and then you know how every message has like a familiar, like there's a reason it goes in a certain order. So it's the same issue. I totally got it now. So let me go back to whatever the heck I said, and thank goodness it's recorded because I don't remember. But it's really about being proud and at peace with who you are. I know this sounds weird, but you need to stop apologizing for who you are. For whatever reason, you think, and I'm making this up because I don't know what it is, but it's either like you don't fit in, or you're not enough, or you're this, you're that, or whatever, where honestly, you're the highest vibration in the room. So it's something about being different, or something about being strange or not normal or whatever it is. You're not supposed to be. I mean, you're of higher value. You're of higher alignment. You're literally in a pyramid somewhere on Earth right now. I'm guessing the Egyptian pyramids. But you're working with light language and to bring forth the healing of the earth. So while you're busy playing out your own particular circumstances, and I know they're a bit troublesome right now, you're actually beyond 3D assisting the ascension of Earth. The reason they're bringing that to your awareness is it's important to receive that good value. It's important to receive that currency with justified pride, with justified claim. In English, and I literally see you hugging yourself the way you would hug a teddy bear or a pillow at night or whatever. This is about you coming to full appreciation of your sacredness, of your endowment. Whatever your thing is, if it's like goddess, like to really see yourself as that goddess with no apology, with no distraction. Like, in other words, pride of ownership, pride of value. In getting back to that, like lion or tiger with the wings, it's like it's because you're beyond the earth, like you function with the stars. I literally see you like conducting interdimensional travel and doing all these things. So what you're doing with this incarnation, and say your name again, please.
Jenny.
Is you're bringing forth higher teaching, higher instructing. In order to do that, you're bringing forth your own you're using your higher consciousness, your own involvement to bring forth truth in this level. Eventually, you're going to be fully connected where you don't need anyone to tell you what they see you doing it multidimensionally, because you're going to, I'll tell you what I'm doing because I'm aware of it. So you're in the process, and I've got all these blue orbs, these are your guides. You're in the process of connecting the dots to really align with your true resemblance. But start in the beginning message in terms of appreciating who you are. Again, not looking at yourself from the linear standpoint, but from the truth of your honor. The truth of your honor. Does that make sense? Okay. Mwah. And did you have a question?
Yeah, I mean, I just would like to know what do I do next? Like, I just feel so lost and scared. I'm scared.
And say your first name.
Jenny.
Come to yourself. Value. Start where we said. Value yourself. Honor yourself. That has nothing to do with your linear commodities. That has nothing to do with if you have money in the bank, if you have a job. Like, that has nothing to do with the linear anything. It has to do with your value because of your stewardship of the light, of who you are as an eternal soul. Value and appreciate that. And from there, and say your name again, please.
Jenny.
Jenny, say your name again, please.
Jenny.
Jenny, say it one more time, honey. Do some type of ceremony or process. You can just speak to spirit where you're willing to release the belief in suffering. So whether it's suffering to serve spirit, or suffering because you think you're in error. But remember, the belief in suffering is the belief in separation. It's the belief in dualism. So do some type of prayer request where you're releasing the belief in suffering. I used to think that whether it's suffering for penance, if you think you've done something wrong, or you're trying to be spiritual, so you're doing without in the name of spirit, there's something that needs releasing regarding your belief in suffering. Does that make sense? Okay. So you're going to do that. And say your name again, please. You can hear from spirit. Do you hear from angels and spirit? Say yes, because you do.
Yes, I do,
build that relationship. You hear from fairies, you hear from angels, you hear from spirit. They will help heal you. Start talking to them. Really allow your truth to be expressed, to be developed, to be researched, to be appreciated, to be honored. It's almost like the things that are your greatest gifts, you almost just kind of like, where really you're magnificent. Like when I tune into you, you're like this magnificent goddess. And you're like, I can kind of talk to the fairies a little bit. And it's like, you're magnificent. Allow that magnificence to be explored, to be experienced. Now I'll pull a card for you and say your name again, please.
Stephanie.
There you go. Strengthening bonds. Strengthen the bonds with your own abilities. You have light language coming through as well, in case you're curious.
What does that mean?
It means that you exist on a multidimensional level and you came to Earth to bless humanity with your gifts of prosperity, and you're in the process of resuming your natural abilities, your natural response, in order to provide for humanity. That's what it means.
I've been praying, and it's part of my prayer to be of service. Day, I pray to be of service.
So step one is to be of service to yourself. I had a very wise friend that once told me, if I wanted to help others, I have to be able to help myself first. She was right. I didn't like when she said it to me. I really did. I don't think I talked to her for days. She was right. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Much love, honey. All right, Jagdish.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hi.
A message, please.
Sure, thanks for waiting.
That's okay.
And say your name, please.
Jagdish.
And say it one more time.
Jagdish.
Your job is to throw out the trash. Throw out any thoughts that you have that don't support your eternal flame, that don't support your greatness, your wisdom, your abundance, your love. Oh gosh, how do I say this? The thoughts come and we have no control over them, we think. But with a little bit of observation, you can actually dictate which thoughts you're going to sponsor or not. You can't help what arrives, but you can assert direct attention. In other words, start paying attention to your mind a little bit more. And so when you notice sentences or words that are not supportive of you, change them. If it's something like what you haven't done, just add yet. I haven't done that yet. I haven't succeeded yet. Or if it's a negative sentence, notice it and then add a positive version. So people may think you're crazy because you're going to walk around talking to yourself all day long. But that's okay, because this is about you taking yourself to the next level. They're saying it's time. You're ready. You have more authority. Go online and read Louise Hay, L-U-I-S-E. Her last name is Hay, H-A-Y. She actually transitioned, but I'm sure her website is there, and I'm sure there's a lot of free information. She did a lot of sponsorship. She did a lot of work with looking at your mind, looking at your thoughts. You're ready to achieve greatness is what they're saying. And so you've been a little sloppy. When I say that, it is not a negative. I mean, I could say that to everybody on this planet, including myself. But the point being is that's how the world functions, because it's the world of the ego. But you came here to dance with the light. So as you choose your directiveness, they're showing me like when I went to see a play and it was dark and the usher was like guiding me with her flashlight. I guess we were late or whatever. The usher was guiding us with the flashlight. That's, oh, I got energy coming through my whole body. That's what you're learning to do with your mind. You're learning how to be, and they're showing me like a garden where you would pull out weeds. You're learning how to be selective with what you attend to. Again, you can't control what arrives, but you can control what stays. And if you see the darkness, if you see the negative thoughts about self, it's you flip the switch. You add something to the end, or you say cancel clear, and then you override it and you put in that positive statement. You don't have to do it all day long because obviously you're attending to other matters. But what you're going to find is with a little bit of emphasis, in other words, with a little bit of consistency in English, just be mindful of it. It's as simple as that. You don't have to be perfect, but just hold the intention to be mindful of it. And Spirit's going to help you. It's time for your promotion. It's time for you to respond to glory. In English, you're going places. It's time for you to take your next approach. So they want to really support you in helping you to clean up your own compass. In other words, what's going on within your own apparatus, your own mind stream. Does that make sense?
Yes, because I'm doing some inner child work, which I've been waiting for a long time to do.
Perfect. Makes so much sense now.
Yeah. So I think I haven't done it yet, but it's in the process.
Perfect. I love how you said that. I love how you said that. Look up Louise Hay, and I promise you, I've got energy coming through my whole body for you. You're going places, and you're entitled. And please remember this. They keep saying this for emphasis. They're like, tell her again, you're ready. In other words, even if you've done work like this previously, you're gonna take it to the next level now. Okay. And did you have a question?
No, for a moment I don't. My mind's okay. Just been absorbing everything that's been coming in.
Yeah, and say your name one more time.
Jagdish.
You are adored. Literally using that word specifically for me, you are adored. Receive that. Adored.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nice to say hi to you.
Thank you.
All right, last but not least, Otto. Otto.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how can we help you?
Oh, best and highest.
Okay. And say your first name.
Otto.
Look up, not down. Look up, not down. Vibration, Abraham, imagine that. Look up, not down. Look up, not down. Otto, say your name again, please.
Otto.
It's so true, really, when you think about it. It's like what we focus on totally changes our experience. Like, think of little kids. You can drag kids to the most boring place in the world, and they'll find a way to have fun. I mean, they'll find a way to have fun where the adults are grumpy and whatever, and kids are running around everyone else's legs and being yelled at by parents. But the point is, they don't focus on what adults focus on. So they're in a totally different dream world. Pay attention to attendance. Pay attention to attendance. So it's just like, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but they're saying tell them anyway. You can take two people, same situation, and they'll have a totally different experience depending on how their mind works. I feel like there's no accident that your message came after Jagdish's, because they were talking about her attendance to her mind. And I feel like it's the same thing with you. That, and it's a good reminder for all of us, so I love that we're closing with this. But really, it's what you attend to really affects your truth. And it dictates, yes, I can in a second, of course. It dictates what we experience, because law of attraction, what you focus on comes into your view. You see it more. It's more evident, and you create from that status. So this is about self-mastery. It's about self-accentuation and pleasuring your every step. Now, before I forget, Kim said that she sent you a message, so she wants you to know that. Let's see. I sent Otto a message on the chat. Okay, so just know that.
Chat. Come on. Okay, let me copy this and save it.
Okay.
Somewhere before you go and everything disappears.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. And let me just see if there's anything else before you disappear. And say your name again, please.
Otto.
Open up to the coursework of love. So again, it's the same thing. It's like what we always discuss. Like, we're all on different earths, and depending on what frequency we're responding to, we have a different experience. We have different mobility. In other words, different, we're either following man's laws or God's laws. When we're on the higher frequency, we create from that higher allowance. So it's just a reminder to pay attention to your response system. And when I say it to you, please understand, you're just a mirror of everybody else, because we all could spend our days in due diligence in terms of mastering this lesson. But it seems to be to your advantage to receive that in the now moment. So that is the message. And did you have a question?
No, not really.
Okay. And say your name one more time.
Otto.
They're just having me take a moment to cover you with light. And I've got some guide saying in Godspeed, and Godspeed. But they're asking me to do it. So one moment, please. It was some, he looked like a friar or a monk or something. He had like a monk's outfit on, maybe like a friar, but it was like brown with a sash or something. And he was asking me to cover you with light and do prayers on your behalf. He's asking me to continue, actually, so a moment. Beautiful. All right. And you've copied the chat, so you're good with that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So that being said, we surround each with our light, our prayers, and our devotional grace. Until next time, we thank each for their membership. Namaste. Thank you. Thank you for being online. Stay safe. Stay well. Stay covered in light. We actually do light and prayers for all on Earth, but in particular, all that are on my mailing list. So just know that you're being bathed in light, okay? From this and many other sources, I'm sure. So much love. Thanks for joining us online. And I look forward to seeing people in the physical again at some point. But until then, my heart's with everybody. So nice to see everyone.
Thank you.
All right. Be well. Bye, Jagdish.
Yes.
Contact me through Facebook if you want what I was offering you, the Abraham transmission from yesterday. I have it.
Yes. I'm going to pass on that. It's basically the same answer all the time anyway, so.
Yeah. I mean, it was it was actually best to hear it. It just was confirming. Very uplifting. So, okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Be well, everybody.
Bye-bye.